The Last Supper. It must have been a night somewhat like tonight. Disciples and friends of Jesus all gathered around a table. There was a stillness and expectancy, and probably a sense of the sacred. But no one but Jesus knew what was going to happen. Was there anything that he left unsaid? Was there anything he could possibly do to help his friends remember him? The saying goes, actions speak louder than words. So Jesus did the unthinkable. He became a servant. He became a slave. And all that we think is important, all that was appropriate for a person like Jesus, was suddenly violated, was suddenly turned upside down. For a rabbi to do menial work, for a rabbi to act like a servant, was unheard of. But Jesus knew precisely what he was doing. He wanted to be an example of love and service, where he wanted us to imitate him. But imitating Jesus is easier said than done. It requires sacrifice. It requires that we die to ourselves, die to everything that our world thinks is valuable. Things like self-importance and arrogance. To follow Christ Jesus means that we turn against all the things we value so highly. Things like vanity, reputation, and wealth. To follow Christ means that we must turn our lives upside down. Become servants. Servants to the least of the least. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which is given up for you. Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is a cup of my blood, blood which is shed for you and for all, so that sins might be forgiven. Tonight, Jesus gives us his body and blood that we might have hope, that we might be transformed, that we might work together to bring about the kingdom of God here on earth. As Christians, we are persons transformed into the body of Christ. Persons who truly seek to love and forgive one another. Actions speak louder than words. And Jesus said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Do this in remembrance of me.